I just want to share with you a ha'ara about tshuva that I find very insightful, and it's based on a piece from Rav Soloveitchik, and it's a very beautiful idea. So we're now in anticipation of Rosh Hashanah. So if you look at source number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, I just want to make sure that nothing I said before was recorded. Okay. The Rambam writes the following in Hilchos Tshuva. One of the aspects of Rosh Hashanah that always bothered me personally, and I find this resonates in the Rav's question, is the relationship between Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah. Because we spend the entire month of Elul very focused on transformation, on introspection, on change, on all of the chizuk that's involved in trying to cultivate within ourselves a greater commitment to Torah and mitzvos. We're all about tshuva. And then you get to the experience of Rosh Hashanah, and if you really reflect on the liturgy, on the mitzvos hayom, on all of the different dynamics of the Rosh Hashanah experience, it does not appear that the actual mitzvah or even the attitude of tshuva is really embedded into the dynamics of the day, right? Once you reach Yom Kippur, tshuva's everywhere, because there's vidui, and there's Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and there's Hashem Hashem Kerachum V'chanun, and there's Slichos. It's clear how the details of the tshuva process relate and correspond and parallel the Yom Kippur liturgical and mitzvah experience. The question is, Rosh Hashanah almost seems to interrupt the momentum of tshuva as it's moving from Elul to the world of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, Hayom Haras Olam, themes of kingship. Where is tshuva embedded in the world of Rosh Hashanah? So I want to share with you the following insight. So the Rambam writes the following. Aval pishit tkiya shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakosu. Even though tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a gzeres hakosu, remez yeshbo. There is an allusion to it in the Torah. Kelomar, uru yesheinim mishinaschem, and yerdamim mikitzu mitardomeseichem, v'chitzu v'maaseichem, v'chazu v'tshuva. So the Torah tells us, and the Rambam interprets, uru yesheinim mishinaschem, we're supposed to arouse from our slumber, from our, general attitudes. There's supposed to be an awakening that takes place in anticipation of Rosh Hashanah, in association with Rosh Hashanah, and that is personified by the experience of Tekiyah Shofar. And we are supposed to introspect and look at our actions. V'chazru b'tshuva, v'zichru b'orechem. And we're supposed to return with tshuva. We're supposed to be chozer b'tshuva. And the Rambam goes on to describe elu ha'shokhin as ha'emes b'ha'li hazman, with distractions. We don't focus on the things we're supposed to focus on. And that's part of the role of the shofar. The shofar is supposed to evoke some sort of existential awakening within a person that motivates us and inspires us onto this trajectory of total transformation, of tshuva, of change. So Rav Soloveitchik reflects on this Rambam, and his first question is, the Rambam says explicitly, v'chazru b'tshuva, that part of the experience of shofar is returning with teshuva. And shofar, of course, the mitzvah of shofar, this is a minhag that we blow shofar during Elul, the mitzvah of shofar is observed on Rosh Hashanah itself. So Rav Soloveitchik's first question is, where do we see within the Rosh Hashanah experience any sort of platform or format associated with the traditional modalities of tshuva? Tshuva has a very clear process associated with it. The Rambam and other Rishonim lay out phases of tshuva. Where is that Karas Achet in Rosh Hashanah? Where is the Kabbalah La'asid in Rosh Hashanah? Most importantly, the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva that the fundamental expression of the mitzvah of tshuva in terms of the Maisa mitzvah is what? Is vidui. What do we not say at all anywhere in all of Rosh Hashanah? We don't say any vidui. So where are these iconic components of teshuva manifest in the liturgy and experience of Rosh Hashanah that the Rambam could give expression to the underlying experience of tshuva is defining the process of Rosh Hashanah? Where is this? Where does this exist in Rosh Hashanah? That's his question. And he addresses the question in the following way. He brings us to a Gemara in Kiddushin, a very famous Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis is discussing all sorts of different tenoim that we make when we make that one can make when effectuating a Kedushin. So one of the tenoim the Gemara says is if I am a Kaddish woman, Amenas Shani Tzadik, right? A little egotistical, but I walk up to the woman and I say, look, between me and you, we both know that I'm perfect, right? I'm a Tzadik. And so I want to be Mekadish you, Amenas Shani Tzadik, on condition that I'm a Tzadik. So the Gemara says, Afilu Rasha Gomor, even if this person is a total Rasha, Mekudeshes. She is completely Mekudeshes. Why? How could she be Mekudeshes if the Tanai was not Mekuyim? So the Gemara says, Shema hear her tshuva. Because it's possible that this individual, even though he's a Rasha Gomor, contemplated tshuva. So the Mefarshim all ask, and Rasha Leveitch, you know, draws attention to this question as well. What do you mean, Shema hear her tshuva? If you want to say that I'm a Kaddish woman, I'm a Nashani Tzadik, and then you gave me 6 months to figure it out, maybe during that time I actually went through the process of tshuva, I went through the evolution of character development and refinement to the extent that now I really do represent the condition that I laid out for the Kedushin, that I actually did teshuva. So fine, so that I understand. Shema, hear her b'tshuva? Maybe, we don't even know that he did this, maybe he contemplated teshuva. Maybe he was maharher b'tshuva, right? If thoughts of tshuva, if thoughts in general, right, have such a capacity for impact, then we're probably in big trouble with our herhuri avei, right? Like, shema maharher b'tshuva, right? You're much more likely to say, you know, amanas shani avari, shema maharher b'avei, right? Shema maharher b'tshuva. Right? What's the concrete, what is the actual, what is this built on? What is the foundation here? So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik gives. So he answers the following. He answers that when it comes to the experience of teshuva, very often when we talk about change in life, so we think about outcomes. We think about impact. When we think about change, we think about what substantively has transformed here. So if I'm trying to change a character trait, I evaluate my metric of success to that change is looking at precisely what within the character has actually had this paradigmatic shift. And I measure its success exclusively based on outcomes. And that's how we run the world, right? If you're building a business and you want to sell an idea to investors, you can't tell them that you have all the greatest intentions and aspirations and ideas in the world. You have to present a certain series of metrics that demonstrate success. Success is evaluated based on what is accomplished. And so very often when we think of tshuva, and maybe not when we think of tshuva specifically and exclusively in the framework of Yamim Del-Ran, but when we talk about growth, when we talk about change, when we talk about where someone is holding, when we talk about our aspirations and our reach to become better, so very often we associate success with the concrete, with the actual manifest change itself. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik that the enterprise of tshuva is much broader than that. That the larger category of tshuva, the larger experience of tshuva, doesn't just give credence to the outcome, but sees within the process, when that process is the product of human initiative, when that process is the product of your own desire, your own cheshet, your own bakasha, your own ratzon to ultimately accomplish something greater, that ratzon, that desire, that striving, that in and of itself has concrete effect, has concrete accomplishment and achievement on its own. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik writes. If you look here, La'achi Nira, Dezeu Tshuva Shel Rosh Hashanah De Shofar. This is what the Tshuva dimension of Rosh Hashanah of the Shofar is. Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Remez Yeshba. V'haremez, what's the illusion? V'haremez Shel HaShofar, who hear her Tshuva. The Shofar refers not to the impact and the success of Tshuva, but to the thoughts of Tshuva, to the contemplations of Tshuva, to the aspirations of Tshuva. Ki ha-shofar me'oruro u'mekitzo mishnaso v'tirdaso v'havle azman. Because what does the shofar accomplish? The shofar is what breaks you out of your entrenched momentum of everyday life. Your shofar is what awakes within you the passion and the desire to change. Says Rav Soloveitchik, "Begorim lo laharher lishanos es drachav ulitaken es maso." It doesn't accomplish anything. Nothing's done when you hear the shofar. You just stand in shul and you listen to this ram's horn blown. You don't change when you hear the shofar. But what does happen when you hear the shofar? You begin to contemplate change. You begin to think about change. You begin to reorient your disposition from being one of, you know, this I am who I am, it is what it is, to one of maybe there's something greater. You begin to allow that Akedah imagery of what we could accomplish in supernatural terms to really seep into where you could be. You begin to see yourself with that sense of Yischadshus that permeates the Rosh Hashanah experience. Ve'en kan elohir hershel tshuva, v'sof ha'tshuva lavo. All you have now is here hurei tshuva. The actual tshuva will come. The av she'en kan seder ha'tshuva b'charata v'vidui. And even though you don't have the formalities of tshuva, you don't have charata, you don't have vidui, mikol makom hir hur tshuva yeshkan. But you do have here hurei tshuva. V'lochein midarkei ha'tshuva shel Rosh Hashanah l'asot b'masim she'yesh b'hem yisorurus l'shanos drachav. What's the avoda of Rosh Hashanah? The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is not to do the changing. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is not to be the tzaddik. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is harei ani mekadesh al menas shatzim tzaddik gomor shema yaharher b'tshuva. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to shift your orientation, is to shift your disposition, is to start to awaken within yourself the desire to change, what I like to call the want to want. There's wanting to change. Some people want to change. Some people don't want to change. But they want to change. That's the first step to truth. To be able to say to yourself, you know what, it's not that I am a tzaddik. It's not that I even want to be a tzaddik. Because given the choice, I'd rather watch movies on my iPad than be a tzaddik. It's just what I'd rather do. That's what I want to do. You know what? I really wish that I wanted to be a tzaddik. I really wish that was what I wanted. I don't like learning, but I want to like learning. I don't want to learn, but I want to learn. Shema yaharer b'tshuva. And if you could simply, if the shofar could just awaken within ourselves that nekuda, that changes everything. And the Rav says, that doesn't just change everything in a preparatory disposition. It doesn't just make that's part of the experience. You have to do that so that you will. It's not that you wake up so that once you're up and out of bed, you can become the tzaddik. No. The awakening is the tshuva. That's what the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is. It's the waking up itself. It's the decision to internalize those kolos, not to compartmentalize what's coming in, and to allow yourself to be affected and to be impacted. That's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And that's what, if you see on the back in source number 4, in the Oros HaTshuva, Rav Kook writes this as well, in a similar idea. Al yedei hirhurei tshuva, such a beautiful idea. Shomea ha'adam kol Hashem hakorei elav mitoch haTorah u'mitoch kol rikshei halev. When a person begins to contemplate tshuva, you begin to hear certain voices that emanate from the Torah itself, voices that you perhaps created barriers that separated you from those voices. Things begin to resonate. That's what he's saying. Things begin to resonate that perhaps did not resonate before. But most importantly, you begin to hear voices within yourself that you didn't even know existed before. That's what it means, Uru Yeshena Mishinaska, that you hear what's around you. The Cheshek Atov Olech Mizgaber Bekirbo, and a Cheshek, a desire, begins to percolate and to grow within you. Vahabasar Be'atzmo Hagorim Esachek Olech Mizadanat Shor Atshuva Choderbo. And you begin, that light, that inner capacity, that inner inspiration begins to illuminate everything around you, and that begins the Hurei Tshuva Enein Megalim Es Omek HaRatzon. It reveals the depths of your will, of what you really, really want, what's really, really within you. And that's the avodah of Yom HaKippur. You know, in this week's parsha, we're told of the Ben Sora Mora, And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Bensorah Morah never ever happened. And the Gemara says, if it never happened, why is it in the Torah? And it says, Litein Schar B'Limudo, that we get Schar when we learn about it. So there's a famous question from Yisrael Salanta. We need this sugya. We have plenty of sugyas to get Schar from Limud HaTorah. Why can't we get enough Schar from Limud HaTorah from sugyas that are relevant? He says, there's something about learning something that you know will never come to fruition. Not like L'Osid level when there's a Beis HaMikdash will have Kachin. This is never going to happen. So what is this learning about? It's a learning that's a learning of cheshek. It's a learning of desire. It's a passion. It's an aspirational learning. It's an aspirational learning that focuses on the substance of goals, on the substance of reaching, even when it's not going to land anywhere, ultimately practical. That's what we say in Tehillim now. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem. We ask one thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A she'ela is something substantive. I'm going to ask for something particular. Shifti be'eis Hashem kol yamei chayei. Oh, so avakesh. But it's not just that I'm going to ask for something substantive. There's a bakasha. There's a chishek. There's a desire. It's not just a request. There's an inner desire that's driving this. That's why it's only one request. Because it's part and parcel of the same thing. And that's ultimately what the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is about. It's about creating within ourselves an awakening to want to change. And that desire is palpable. That desire is real. That desire is substantive. Even without any vidui and without any tzidkus, amanas shani tzadik, as long as you've moved forward in that reach and that desire, you've done something substantive. Of course it's not enough. It's never enough. Life is always about growth. Life is always about ultimately accomplishing things and achieving things. But part of those accomplishments is evoking that sense of motivation. And that's the world of tshuva, merit, or ritual. Okay?